奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续来看这个黑马。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue our study of the dark horse.
我们把这个马当成神的使者。
We consider the horse to be agents of God.
当成在神的国度里面要发生的事情。
And we consider it to be the events that are about to unfold in the kingdom of God.
我们就不跳来跳去了，一会政治，一会经济，一会是灵界。
So we will not skip around going from spiritual realm to political realm and other things.
那在红马的阶段里面
during the stage of the red horse,
我们每个人都要警醒自己了，你不要被上当。
All of us need to be vigilant and not become duped.
你如果被不小心被别人大刀砍了，那要自己求主医治啊。
If we were unfortunate enough to be slain by other people's sword, then we have to ask for Lord Jesus' healing.
要长大起来。
We need to mature.
如果像小孩子被跌倒了，你就蹲在那里，坐在那里，然后不起来，哇哇叫，一直叫，叫到最后人家都跑光了。
If we behave as a child, just crying and kicking on the ground, until the very end, everybody left.
这个时代继续在走。
For the time continues forward.
到最后会怎么样
？What's going to unfold in the future？
那个启示录二十二章，我们很知道的第十一节哈。
Revelation 22 tells us very clearly.
教会到最后会是这样子哦。
It says that this is what's going to happen in church.
第十节说，不可封了这树上的预言，因为日期近了。
Revelation
这是最后最后了。
Revelation 22, verse 10, and he said to me, Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand.
好了，十一节。
Verse 11.
不义的叫他能就不义。
He who is unjust, let him be unjust still.
污秽的叫他能就污秽。
He who is filthy, let him be filthy still.
唯义的叫他能就唯义。
He who is righteous, let him be righteous
still. 圣洁的叫他能就圣洁。
He who is holy, let him be holy still.
到这个时候，谁救不了谁啊？
By this time, no one can save you.
也没有说哦，谁比较软弱了，我们去访问他。
And you don't have the opportunity to say let's go visit someone because they are feeling weak.
最近他好像行为不太好，我们去勉励他。
Or if that they are misbehaving, we can go encourage him.
现在还是要了哈。
But now we still need to do that.
但是到有一天，你等着有一天会这样，哦，他不来就安心啊，让他在家好了。
But there will be.
不来哦，啊不来就算了。
There will come one day when people are don't feel like coming to church anymore. You just let them be.
听说他行为不太好，那继续作恶吧。
And if
污秽就让他污秽了，不义就继续了。
If they are unjust, let them be unjust. If they are filthy, let him be filthy.
这个时候谁也说老实很难救到谁。
Because
自己不长大不行了。
By this time, you have to save yourself, and if you don't grow up.You'll loss.
教会，美国应该我不知道，因为我对美国不熟。
I'm not familiar with the U.S.、
在别的地方，我当然是讲非洲了哈。
But elsewhere, for instance, in Africa,
新开拓一定是神迹奇事。
Every time we go to a pioneering area, it'll be followed with miracles and wonders.
相亲相爱。
And people are loving each other.
接下来就要开始杀。
What follows will be slaying of each other.
但时间不是说明天了，可能。三五年、十年之后，砍的你，有时候两个工人呢、啊，这个把它除名，这个要把它除名。
Time-wise, in
互相除名。
Time-wise, may not happen immediately.
我是讲事实。
But maybe 2 or 3 years, 5 years down the road, one worker will excommunicate the other one, and the other one excommunicate, vice versa.
有的胆子很大，那讲谎话好像在喝白开水一样。
And some
小的撒谎好像在是。
Some people are very bold when they lie, as though they are just drinking water.
为了要把对方砍下来。
In order to slay the others.
红马。
The red horse.
白马变色。
Because the white horse changes color.
但是不要忘记白马还在啊。
But don't forget.
神的福音还是有一些，我说在砍在杀也只是，不是每个人啦。如果这样就砍杀就要死光光了，那，就奈及利亚有一些地方是在死光光，一个都不留。
Don't forget the white horse still remains, but even though the slaying occurs, it doesn't mean that there will be no one left standing.
你看八千人的 看你要多少教会，很多都死光光，一个都不留。
Can you imagine in a church of 8,000 strong, not one was left?
嗯，一定会砍。
But and there will be slaying that will take place.
那刚开始一定相亲相爱的，哇，家庭聚会，哇，大家好像一家人哦，又是叫这个姑姑叫那个是，好像真的是一家人。但是不久之后就怎么样？哦，你想不到的人怎么会？
In the inception, stage of the church, there will be much brotherly love, calling each other uncles, aunties, and whatnot, very, very closely and very intimate.But later on, all the slaying that takes place is really unimaginable.
大刀进来了嘛。
Because the great sword has been inserted.
来，我们看第三印。
Let's look at the third seal.
也是马。
It's also a horse.
这个骑马的手上拿着天平。
This rider is holding a balance.
天平做什么？
What is this balance for?
要以骑马的人的手上的东西为主哦。
We have to focus on what's in the rider's hand.
你说原油吗？这个差太远了哈。
If you think this is petroleum, it's really too far out.
那个天平是什么？
What is the balance?
天平就是公平嘛。
The scale represents, or the balance of scale represents justice.
天平是平的。
Because a balance is even.
那在这里讲什么？
What is this in reference to?
讲食物。
It's talking about food.
属灵的食物。
The spiritual food.
如果我们都是用属灵国度来解释的哈。
So I'm interpreting everything from the perspective of the spiritual realm.
斤斤计较的时代。
It will be a time in which people bicker.
你天平这边多放一点，它就翘起来了。
Because when on a balance, if you put more on one side, the other side will rise to the top.
那这里讲的是什么？
What is this in reference to?
一钱银子买一升麦子。
A quarter wheat for a denarius.
一钱银子，我们非常清楚的，一钱银子就是一个人做一天的工的工价。
A denarius is a common wage labor, wage for one day's labor.
对，那一钱银子你买一升麦子。
A denarius for a quarter wheat.
就是你一个人做一天工。吃一天的粮食
，which means that when you work for a day, you will get fed for one day.
就是用这种斤斤计较的来，就是公平的方式来处理。
So using a very even-handed way of treatment, this is how we look at it.
你没有一钱银子
，without a denarius,
你就没有一升麦子
，then you have no quarter wheat.
那当然，主耶稣在讲一钱银子的时候是你的救恩嘛，哈。
And of course, the Lord Jesus compared a denarius to our salvation.
比喻哈，说，从早九点开始请人到那个园子来工作了，早来一钱，晚来一钱，到快要收工了，进来也一钱。
In Lord Jesus' parable, a worker who joins in early in the morning versus the workers who came in throughout the day.Everyone received a denarius.
那从早来的说，不公平啊！你怎么他那么晚来一钱
？The worker who came early in the morning complained, "It's unfair. How come the people who came later also receive a denarius?"
主人骂他说：“你眼红啊
！”And the master scolded him, saying, "Are you calling me unfair?"
我们讲好了，你从早做到晚就是一钱呢、啊。那你拿着你的一钱呢、啊、
？Didn't we agree to the terms that?If you work for a whole day, you'll get a denarius.
所以一钱是一天的工价。
Therefore, a denarius is symbolic for a day's work.
你做一天得一天的那个银子。
When you work for a day, you get paid for a denarius.
那你就买一升麦子。
And then you can redeem that for a quarter wheat.
那你就饱了。
You'll be fed.
那你看，在当时是。男那个白领的是吃一升麦子。
So imagine in those days, people
一天呐、
啊。People who were considered white collar, they will eat a quarter wheat for one day.
白领就是办公的了哈。
The white collar meaning the office workers.
白领啊，白领阶级不是，这里有这样讲吗？
有。
啊，那如果你是蓝领的，你是割草，然后做打铁匠。
So if you were blue collar, for instance, laborers,
那你要吃三升啊，一升不够。
Then you have to eat 3 quarts of wheat. One quart would not be enough.
但是你的一钱银子可以买三升大麦。
But with your 1 denarius, you can buy 3 quarts of barley.
也是饱。
You can also be fed.
无论吃这样吃那样，总是饱。
No matter how much you eat, you'll still be satisfied.
那油跟酒呢？不要糟蹋。
And do not harm.
就是要珍惜的用啊。
Do not harm the oil and the wine, meaning that we have to use it sparingly.
所以这是一个时代啊。
And this is the sign of the time.
也在教会里面。
It also takes place in the church.
你不查经，你只是要听说啊，传道讲什么啊，什么讲什么，你会饿死啊。
If we don't
到最后，你会后是不是你会被骗？你会至少会被光头的骗。
If we don't
我说我是讲真的，讲完这个你们回去要慎思明辨了。到第四印你就晓得，伤害教会最厉害的就是像我们这种人。
If we don't do our own due diligence, which is our self-study of the Bible and scriptures, eventually we will be deceived by others.
那为什么呢？因为你不做工啊。
Because we do not work.
你不读经啊，这里做工是粮食的工作。
We don't study the scripture and we don't work in reference to our spiritual food.
一般哦，你到哪里去问说，谁是祭司？
Usually, when you go to a certain place and ask who is the priest,
一般呢，你们可能不会了哈。你们当中你们知道，一般说啊，传道了，
so in today's,
长老了，执事了，他们是祭司了。啊你呢？啊，我们是平信徒了。
So in today's term, if you go to a place, people might say, who is the presiding pastor, the elders, deacons? What about you? You're just an average lay believer.
一般问哈。这样对不对？
So is it the right way to question?
如果你是平信徒，谁是凸信徒？
If you are
平，叫凸或是尖？圣经有平信徒的这个东西吗？
So do you find lay people in the Bible?
你是被骗了，被谁骗？被天主教，他们有教评啊，有 hierarchy。
So we have been deceived by all these terms. For instance, in the Catholic Church, they have the hierarchy system.
除了他们的神父、主教、大主教、红衣主教、教皇，以下这些人就是平信徒。我们教会人不该讲这样子，哪里有平信徒？那个长老会有时候也会讲这样子。
So in those churches, they consider people beneath the bishop and archbishop and all those people to be beneath them to be the average lay people, but this is not nowhere mentioned in the Bible.
圣经有没有说分信徒，分平信徒、尖信徒、凸信徒？
Does the Bible set up a hierarchy system to label people, designating your level of faith?
如果有平信徒，我们每个都是平信徒啊。
If there's,
我们都是平的嘛，有平安的信徒啊，那还是可以的。这个名字还可以要有平安的信徒叫平信徒嘛，是不是？不管怎么解释。
If we are all considered to be equal level before God, average believers.
那个启示录一直告诉我们，我们都是祭司。
In the book of Revelation, it tells us that we are all priests.
你为什么是祭司
？How are we considered priests?
耶稣宝血在你身上。
For the blood of Christ has redeemed us.
因为你现在可以进入圣所，可以进入至圣所来敬拜神。
For now, we are qualified to enter into the Holy of Holies to sacrifice and worship God.
到第七章你就晓得，第七章是另外他们是在每个人要到宝座前来侍奉。
In chapter 7, it tells us that every person needs to minister before the throne.
到第十一章
，By chapter 11,
你如果不进到圣所里面，你已经被淘汰掉了。
If you are not already in the sanctuary, then you have been disqualified.
我说老实话，那个奈及利亚他们淘汰比较早啊。
And so, honestly speaking, the church in Nigeria has been disqualified sooner than others.
我认为现在目前正数教会品质最高的，这里我不知道啊。我在那个奈及利亚那边的信徒的品质比德国高。
I don't know about U.S. churches, but the remaining, the remnant of the believers in Nigeria have even better faith, of quality of faith than Germany.
你看八千多人，剩下一百多人，你这个。
Because imagine over 8,000 people, and now only over 100 remains.
非常那个，他们有一个青年呢、啊，被打到吐血，他一直爬爬到教会，因为那个他们的酋长，因为全村都离开了，他说我死要死在真耶稣教会，打到吐血，啪啪爬到真耶稣那个会堂里面，但是没有死了，神让他啊。
There's a young man who persisted in his faith, even though he was beaten half to death and he was all bloody, but he still crawled to the church, for he deeply wanted to hang on to the faith.
是好几百人才出这么一个人哦。
And he saw the glorious light of God, and so over 100 people, you can only see one person like this.
那这几年了，我们在加纳训练他们。
And over the past few years, we have been training them in Ghana.
因为我们进不去嘛。
Because we can't enter into Nigeria.
So, 梁传道也有去过啊，也好几次啊。那个黄世敏传道今年、去年也有去啊，就训练那个奈及利亚的工人了、啊。
So, Pastor Liang and Pastor Steve Huang have all been to Ghana to train the Nigerian workers.
他们工人到加纳来说，啊，加纳的工人怎么这么软弱
？So, when the Nigerian workers came to Ghana. To their surprise, they found the Ghana believers to be such weak faith. Their morning prayer consists of 1 hour.
晚上也是跪，就是从跪下去到起来一个钟头，也没有什么地毯，也没有什么，就跪在水泥地啊。
In the evening, they pray for another 1 hour straight on bare concrete.
就是他们已经经过了红马的时代了。
They have gone through the stage of the red horse.
但是还会继续就是了。
But the red horse will continue.
一直伴着走的。
Because it follows.
绊倒人的事情，刀砍的事情不会。当然了，我不应该这样想，说在真耶稣教会一定没有争吵，这样你就高兴了，对不对？
I can't, in all honesty, tell you that there is no sword wielding or stumbling blocks in TJC.
不会的啦。
I can't tell you that.
耶稣自己讲，他来放火啊。
Because even
他不带来他那
even
和平之后一定会有刀兵的。耶稣讲了，我是让地上动刀兵啊，动在哪里？动在神的国度里面，因为这是以国度来解释的。
Lord Jesus has explained to us that from the spiritual perspective of the spiritual kingdom, the sword and the unrest will remain in the church.
我们看阿摩斯书。
Turn to Amos.
阿摩斯书第八章。
Amos chapter 8.
接下来，这个我们很熟悉的八章十一节。
Amos 8 verse 11.
这里在讲神国里面的故事。
This is a story about the kingdom of God.
这个日子将到。
The days are coming.
不是在阿摩斯的时代。
This doesn't refer to the time of Amos.
以后。
But rather the time to follow.
过后的日子就是现在。
In the coming days, which is the present day.
饥荒要降在地上。
There will be a famine.
这个不是石油危机，或是什么能源危机，或是粮食不够。
This is not a crisis, not energy or a food crisis.
在属灵的国度里面，这个物质的东西不是很，不是决定性的重要要件。
Because in the spiritual kingdom of God, material things do not play such a vital role.
饥荒在哪里
？Where is the famine?
以后会在教会里面。
This famine is going to take place in our church.
所谓的饥荒是，如果你不自己付出一天的工作，付那个赚到一钱，你买不到一升的麦子。
The famine reference here is that if we do not work a solid day of work, then we will not earn a denarius to purchase our own food.
那现在问你手上有没有一钱银子
？So let's ask if we have.In possession a denarius.
一定有的。
We most definitely have one.
你的一钱银子是什么
？What is our single denarius?
就耶稣所讲，这是我们的救恩。
Which is what Lord Jesus said, our salvation.
每个在真耶稣教里面受洗得圣灵，并且在我们每个人都受过洗受那个洗脚的，我们都有一钱银子啊，你的恩典呢、啊？
every TJC member who has gone through baptism and been redeemed by the blood of Christ, been received the foot washing, we all have a denarius.
圣经的买有时候跟世上的买不一样。
The purchase system in the Bible vary from the actual one in real life.
圣灵要不要买？
Do we need to purchase Holy Spirit?
要。
Yes, we do.
但是买不到。
But you can buy it just anywhere.
你看那以赛亚书啊。
If we look at Isaiah.
说你们没有钱的都来哦。
Come to me, all you who have nothing.
来买水喝，有没有？
Come purchase the water.
你说头脑坏了。
You might
没有钱叫人家来买。
You might think that there's something very wrong with the picture. If you have no money, how can you purchase?
那个买不是说用世上的这个交易的。
So this purchase here doesn't refer to the worldly transaction.
那个买是付出代价。
This purchase is paying a price.
那个布道会我们常讲了，没有钱的来哦，口渴也来了，来白白的，不是送给你啊，来白白的什么买水喝，没有钱买水喝，你圣灵买不到啊，但是你要买就是要祷告要求啊，你的祈求就是买。
So during evangelical services,
要付出了，你只是坐在那里，主啊，要圣灵给吗？不给就拉倒。绝对不会没有。
During evangelical services, we often invite people to freely come and purchase the water or the Holy Spirit. If we do not buy, then how can we receive it?
我们来看那个启示录那个老底家教会。
Let's look at Laodicea Church in Revelation. 三
章十七节之后。
Chapter 3, verse 17 and on.
主耶稣说，他们认为自己是富足发财，什么都不缺。
Lord Jesus says that you think that you're health, a wealthy and you don't lack anything.
但是却不知道是困苦可怜贫穷瞎眼赤身。
But you do not know that you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind and naked.
他们是困苦可怜啊，贫穷没有钱的啦。
They're, in Jesus' eyes, they're wretched, miserable and poor.
十八节。
Verse 18.
耶稣晓得他们没钱，要叫他们买啊，这个也是。
So even though Lord Jesus knew that they were poor and had no money,
我劝你向我买，买金子，没有钱还要买金子干什么？
Lord Jesus counseled them to buy from him gold refined in the fire. If they have no money, how can they purchase the gold?
其实这里买不是，你要祈求、追求。
This buying doesn't refer to actual money exchange, but rather we need to pursue and seek after it.
所以这个第三印。
In the third seal,
接下来就是道理，要每个人要查考。
What follows is that everyone needs to study the truth.
你有一钱银子，
and though we possess a denarius,
你可以买一升麦子，
we can purchase a quart of wheat.
你可以买三升大麦，
or purchase 3 quarts of barley.
不会饿死啊。
We will not go suffering for lack of food.
但是你绝对没有剩余的给别人。
But you don't have any spare amount to give to others.
那个聪明的跟笨的那个童女的比喻嘛。
Think back to the parable of the smart and the foolish maidens.
到最后自己够自己用了，那个笨的，你在读那个，如果以人间来讲的话，一下子啊，你说先忍耐忍耐哦，赶快一点给你啊，就进去了嘛。他不要，没有办法呀，我自己够用啊，你赶快自己去买。再去的时候，人家关了。
In the very end, we only possess enough to get us through the door of salvation. We don't have any spare amount left for other people to help others.
So we 信徒每个到最后都要很成熟。
So each member must become very mature toward the end.
但我们当然不希望我们拿刀砍别人的人啊。
And naturally, we don't wish to become a sword-wielding believer.
你被人家砍了。
But let's say if we have been slain by others,
你要有自己疗养的那个属灵的成长。
We need to recuperate and heal spiritually.
你在属灵的道理，你要有一钱，你就不会饿到。
If spiritually we have a denarius, then we will not go for lack of food.
油跟酒不可糟蹋。
Do not harm the oil and the wine.
这我们所讲的就是真理跟圣灵不能糟蹋。不是没有油，但是你不要拿它当随便， 照他就是说不 care， 那没关系，没问题，珍惜。所以我的感觉，这个不是讲说哦，世界遇到饥荒没东西吃了，能源危机啊。其实能源危机，你们车子越开越好。
The oil and the wine
吃的越来越好。
Oil and the wine symbolizes Holy Spirit. Do not harm the Holy Spirit means that we should not jeopardize it or demean it, but rather we have to treasure it. Oil and wine do not refer to the energy crisis because if you look at our cars, we are driving better and better cars all the time.
所以天平是公平的。
And the scale of justice is fair.
天平是公义的。
The scale is righteous.
在这样的情况之下就没有爱了。
Under this kind of system, there is no love.
你不会说，爱就是 share， 对不对？
Because love refers to sharing.
这个时候，每个人都是买自己的粮食，吃饱自己的肚子。
Because when it comes to this time, it's everyone for himself. You buy your own food to feed yourself.
你的道理不长进，你会被淘汰掉。
If you do not mature in your level understanding of the truth, then you'll be disqualified.
所以这里不是没有粮食。
So here we do not go for lack of food.
你只要继续有一千银子，你继续每天都有一升麦子。
As long as we earn a denarius, then we will be able to be fed with a quarter wheat for our entire lifetime.
所以我们信徒的这个在道理的长进应该很重要。
So it's very critical that all the believers seek for spiritual advancement.
好，我们看第四印。
Let's look at the fourth seal.
不晓得有没有什么要讨论的哈？如果要讨论或是感觉不对，我们现在就讨论。如果继续讲下去，那个越陷越深，不是更麻烦？
So if there is any question in your mind, please feel free to raise it. Otherwise, we will go straight further and further away.
造就就是，哎哦，请说。什么意思？
被淘汰的人，他还有圣灵吗？就祷告还有方言吗？
这个我就不知道了。这个是我现在讲的是很大原则啊。那你现在可能讲到很低铁的小，那有时候也在时间呢、啊，他。可能现在淘汰一下，他明天要回来了，说不定。这个难讲。
The question was,
我现在是讲大方向，这个印哈是很大方向，非常大的方向。以后我们会进去就越来越地铁，越来越细，这样可以吗？哎，你问的这个很细的问题，这个在这里用这些经节没有办法答。
The question was, the people who are disqualified, would they still have the Holy Spirit and speak in tongue? Pastor Cole's response is that we were talking about the major direction here, seals. The more details, we will cover more details.
这救恩很奇妙。
Salvation is very miraculous.
有一个老太太啊。
There's an elderly lady.
她忽然想到要来信耶稣。
She suddenly crossed her mind that she wants to believe in Christ.
因为他的家的小孩死的死，病的病。
In her family, all of her kids were either sick or died.
他忽然想说：“哎呀，我要去看我爸爸妈妈。”
And she suddenly thought, "I wanted to visit my parents."
他爸爸妈妈是在黄衣撒长老那个时代信耶稣的。
Her parents were the believers from Elder Elisha Huang's era.
在当时呢，因为他已经被人家订婚了，所以。全家去受洗，他就说，他就人家说不要让他受洗，因为他去会拜，就是要进人家家，一定要拜天地啊，什么什么要拜拜就是了，所以留着不洗礼，让他去拜。
And so when
当时就这样子。
When her family
已经订婚了。
When her family were ready to be converted into TJC members, she was left behind because she had been betrothed.Engaged to a non-believer, and people thought it wasn't a good idea to baptize her.
经过五十几年了。
After 50 some years later,
他们那一代的人几乎都死光了。
Practically all the people from her time had died off.
他爸爸妈妈死光，他的哥哥弟弟， 我想一想，都几乎都死光了。
Her parents, her siblings, they all passed away.
但剩下她。
And she was the only remaining one.
又老了，我八十几岁了。
And she was so old, over 80 years old.
她忽然想说，哎，我会死掉哎。
So she thought, and she, it occurred to her that she's about to die.
她想说，我爸爸妈妈是信耶稣的。
My parents are Christians.
对，那他就问到台中那个公园，台中的公园路十五号，说哦，有一个信耶稣的。
And so she inquired about the closest location in Taichung, the church.
他一进去说啊，我爸爸妈妈就是这种啦，就这种祷告很大声吵死人，那是就是这个。
And when she stepped into the church, she immediately recognized the prayer.And it was so loud, and she said, "Oh, this is the church that my parents went to."
那过程我是不很知道，我知道后来他一去没多久就得圣灵。
I don't know about the details, but I know that as soon as she came to the church, she received Holy Spirit very quickly.
然后就受洗。
And then she was baptized.
那他病后来他又生病了，生病的时候我刚好回台湾，有人带我去看他就是了。
Later, she became ill, and I visited her while I was in Taiwan.
那不久他就去世了。
And she passed away soon after.
这很奇妙啊。
And this is truly miraculous.
故意留着让他去拜偶像，拜拜了一生，到最后要死之前回来。
Because God arranges so that she worshipped idols throughout her entire lifetime until the very end of her life, she returned to God.
他去教会的，我是听说，他就想说，哇，那他爸爸是谁是谁，根本没有人认识啊。
And when she went to the church and she mentioned my parents are so and so, no one knew about them.
她也是彰化那边的人啊。
She came from 彰化。
然后搬到台中来。
And later moved to 台中。
后来她讲说，哎，我的哥哥的，他的哥哥的那个什么，哦，他的哥哥的儿子的儿子现在还在。
And so she said, oh, my older brother's son's son.
孙子了。
哦，
他就讲说，我说啊，知道了，在教会，他们全家信耶稣的。他说我们以前也是。
And so other people recognized that family and said, oh, and then told her about it, and she said,
救恩很奇妙的。
Previously, we also were of the same family, so salvation is very miraculous.
刚刚有一个我高中的学生，他说，哎，我两个孩子受洗了。
高中的孩子？
不是。他读高中，我教他。
他
是中级班的学生就是了。
我
中级班的学生。
Okay, I have a middle school student and I'm teaching him.
那时候是宗教教育嘛。
At the time is a religious education.
我记得我一二十年来也曾经去拜访他，那时候我印象中还没有小孩。
I remember a couple decades ago I visited him and he didn't. I didn't have any children at the time.
但现在已经小孩很大了。
And now that child has grown to be a very mature person.
他讲见证了，说，孩子忽然来了，哎呀，两个孩子得圣灵，啊，两个孩子受洗了。那我第一个想法是说，啊，一人之后神会看顾。
And so
he
testified to me that.
因为大家应该讲的是谁就是了。
I have two kids.
老的教会笑，应该知道，那年轻人根本就不知道。这是很奇妙，你非常奇妙，但是前后我是不知道了，我只知道结果而已。
He testified that he had two children and they received Holy Spirit immediately and gave thanks to God. So God really works in mysterious ways.
神的救恩不看人的情面的。
God's salvation does not come it comes whether you like it or not.
神有他的计划。
For God has His own timing.
甚至我们最最最不能理解的，我们刚刚有念那个彼得讲的嘛，他说这些人绊倒也是什么？我不敢讲这个，我讲会被人家骂。
Even
但是圣经是这样写的，我怎么办呢
？Even what we had referenced before in Peter, he said some people are appointed to stumble.
好，第四印呢？
So look at the fourth seal.
灰马。
The pale horse.
啊，骑在马上的名字叫做什么？死。那阴符也随着他。
The name of him who sat on it was death, and Hades followed with him.
谁控制死啊？死亡跟阴符在谁的手中
Who controls death and Hades?
你先不要答哦，如果你答错了就不好意思了。
Don't answer yet.
我们来看启示录第一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 1.
十七节到十八节。
Verse 17 to 18.
十七十八。
Verse 17 and 18.
约翰扑倒在地啊，像死了一样啊。
When John saw the angel, he fell at his feet as dead.
那像人子的，就耶稣用手右手按着，他说不要怕。
And the one who looked like the Son of Man, he laid his right hand on me and saying, "Do not be afraid."
我是首先的，我是末后的。
I am the first and the last.
好，十八节，请你念。
Verse 18. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death.
并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。谁掌控死亡跟阴间？
Who controls death and Hades?
你不要讲魔鬼哦。
Don't say that it's Satan.
如果你讲魔鬼的话，那你就怎么讲？你跟魔鬼私通，给他能力啊。
If you say
死亡阴间在耶稣的手中。
Okay, so Lord Jesus Christ holds the keys to Hades and death.
会死会下阴间，也是在神的，在主耶稣的控制之下。
Whether we pass away or go into Hades, really it's under God's control.
不是说人被鬼抓到地狱去了，被鬼抓到阴间去了。
We can't say that it's the devil that drag our soul into Hades. It
doesn't work like that.
For our life and breath are all in God's control.
但是呢，罪恶罪人在魔鬼的手下。
But sinners are under the dominion of the devil.
是不是魔鬼有能力来控制他们呢？
Does it mean that the devil has the ability to control them?
魔鬼不是有主动能力的哦。
The devil does not take the initiative.
是神允许他。
But rather, God allow him to do so.
你看那个魔鬼撒旦在修理那个约伯，是神允许的。神只要说不，他就不能做了。
We look at
神说做到这样，他就做到这样子。
We look at how the devil tormented Job, and it was because God allowed him to that he was able to torment Job to a certain level.If God says stop, he has to stop.
那我们来看那个提摩太前书。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
第一章十九节、二十节。
Chapter 1, verse 19 and 20.
这里在当时教会有一些好像传破了一样的这些人。
There were some people who were like the holes that breached a ship.
那在正道上已经好像破船了，船就会沉了嘛。
It seems like
就沉沦的人了。
When it comes to truth, they were shipwrecked and they were suffering like the people were dying.
他们本来是属神国这边的。
Previously, they were citizens of God's kingdom.
那他们已经败坏了。
But now they have been corrupted.
我们看每个人的家应该都有垃圾垃圾桶吧。
We have trash cans in each one of our house.
但是你们家垃圾，一般美国垃圾桶应该蛮干净的。
You would think that most trash cans in the United States are more clean.
非洲垃圾桶是用完就丢了。但是也没有什么桶了，只是一个袋子。
The trash bags, because there's no trash can in Africa,
is thrown away. 你去加纳教会一去就是一个塑胶袋挂在那里。
If you go to the Ghana Church, then there's just a plastic bag hung on the wall.
非洲人像我小时候那个乡下一样，那个又是痰又是鼻涕的，都往那里面往里。
The African
你用完你不敢去摸它就是了。
The African members are very much like what I remember from my childhood. People sneeze or put whole bunch of awful stuff into their trash bags, so you wouldn't dare to touch it.
因为他们没有用卫生纸啊。
Because they don't.They don't use tissue paper, so they just use their hands and throw their stuff in there.
顺便那个墙一抹。
And then afterward, wipe their hands on the wall.
就是这样子啊。
And this is how it works over there.
好，那看二十一节，二十节。这有两个人呢。
Verse 20 describes two people.
一个叫徐米乃。
One is Hymenaeus.
一个叫亚历山大。
And then the other Alexander.
保罗说，我已经把他们交给撒旦。
Paul says, whom I have delivered to Satan.
保罗很客气耶。
Paul was being very polite when he said this.
把他 deliver.
He said he delivered.
把他交。这个 deliver 你会想到呢 UPS， 你们这边有没有 UPS？
有。
好像说你 UPS 就送那个女儿在东部嘛，那妈妈就要把那个顶柜就请 UPS 怎么样 deliver 过去嘛。
When you think about the word deliver, you think of UPS. For instance, a mother sending a package over to her daughter going to college.
那保罗把这些已经好像垃圾的这个没办法了，救不回来，就把它 deliver 给谁？交那个交给谁 ？deliver 过去，这个字是中性的，你不要想说，中性的，好像你就想到 UPS 在 deliver 一样。
And so Paul handed over these two who were considered like trash and deliver to Satan. And this the word deliver is a neutral term.
所以这些人交给撒旦了。
And they were delivered to Satan.
所以这个世界是这样子，不是魔鬼控制的世界是这样子来的，就是神的垃圾 deliver 给他，他就多了嘛。
In the world that Satan controls and dominates, God would deliver what's considered trash to Satan.
所以不要以为撒旦会制造些什么，或是撒旦很厉害，撒旦只是垃圾桶而已。
So don't labor under the impression that Satan is so all-powerful and he can do whatever to us, but rather, Satan is like a spiritual garbage can.
你只要不脏，
so long as you keep yourself undefiled,
你就不会落到他手里。
Then we will not fall under his prey.
你只要不被 deliver 掉，
as long as
但是这些人是在真道已经没有救了。
These individuals are unsalvageable in truth.
那比如说犹大，我们都 很熟悉的，到最后没有办法，耶稣眼睛看看的，让他 deliver 过去啊。
And so, for instance, Judas, in the very end, Lord Jesus could not do anything for him and just deliver him into Satan's hand.
所以死亡跟阴间在耶稣手里，你不要想到死亡阴间就想到魔鬼啊。
So, death and Hades are in the control of God, Lord Jesus' hands rather than in Satan's hand.
只要你在神的国度里面，你就不会被 deliver 掉。
As long as we remain in the kingdom of God, then we will not be delivered.
好，我们来看哈，这个有权柄的。
Because this has to do with authority.
现在开始会有死人了。
And starting from now on, you will see many deceased.
那个要害什么？地上四分之一的人。
Over a quarter of the people on earth will be harmed.
在启示里面有两种人。
In the Revelation, there are two types of people.
一种是地上的人。
One are the earthly bound people.
一种是天上的人。
The other one are people bound for heaven.
这个是另外一个主题了。
This is another topic.
那如果你是地上的人
，If we belong to the earth,
以属灵来讲了哈
，From a spiritual perspective, that is,
有四分之一会被伤到。
Then a quarter of them will be harmed.
属地的、属世的人不是全，就是这个是在教会里面的哦。
And so we were talking about within the church itself.
在教会里面也有一些不是属天的。
Even within the church itself, there are people who do not belong to heaven.
但是第四印没有来之前，大家还大家将就。
But before the unfolding of the fourth seal, seems like everyone still mixed together, mingled together.
第四印，我们来看看。
If we study fourth seal carefully,
有没有新鲜的事？
Is there anything new?
第一个是什么？用什么来害？第一个。
What was the first harm?
刀剑。
It's through sword.
刀剑第二印已经有了，继续到现在还会有。
But there's a sword already existing in second seal, but continuing on forward.
所以绊倒人的事绝对没有办法从真耶稣教会离开。
So, events that will make people stumble will never depart from TJC.
因为这是讲习会了哈，这个要讲到不能再讲这样子，这等等，尤其布道会人讲这样跑光光了。
Because this is a seminar.
因为大家应该信心还不错嘛哈。 如果你听的感觉睡不着或是感觉不对的，等一下留下来，特别辅导。我是讲真的，反正。
Because this is a seminar, therefore I tell it like this. You don't want to overexpand on this message during regular services or evangelical services.
刀剑在第二已经有了。
Sword has already existed in Second Seal.
再就是饥荒。
What follows is hunger.
饥荒在第三印就有。
Hunger exists in Third Seal.
也就是说，你手上没有一钱银子的，你就遇到你就饿了。
In other words, if you do not possess a denarius in your hand, then you will go hungry.
那第三个就是瘟疫。
The third is death.
第四个这是讲死了死。第四个就是野兽。
And fourth is the beasts of the earth.
来，我们来看一下以西结书14:21。
Let's turn to Ezekiel 14.
以西结书14:21。
Ezekiel 14:21.
这里这是一个悲惨的时代。
This reference to a very tragic era.
如果你有空，你13:14看一下。
If you have time, study Ezekiel 13:14.
你先从13看。
Start from 13.
这里是在骂先知哦。
This is a scolding toward the prophets.
你第三节哈，第二节哈。
Verse 2,
人子啊，你要说预言，攻击以色列中说预言的先知啊，要攻击先知。
Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy.
那这些什么先知呢
？What kind of prophets are these?
那些本己心发预言的。
Those who prophesy out of their own heart.
所以到这个时候，先知的话不是从神来啊。
So by this time.The words of the prophets do not come from God.
他们自己想的。
It's rather something spring from their own heart.
他们从内心也没有道理基础，就是哎呀，我感动啊，我小心。
This is something that spring from their own inspiration and nothing based in God.
以我们现在来讲，超过圣经的所有的感动的话，那就要小心。超过圣经以外的，你的无论是什么。他讲得很好，说我祷告当中得到的，或是异象异梦，如果有这样的异象异梦，真的半夜要叫他起来，
so、
就不会再做梦了嘛。
In today's term, if they what they talk about is strictly based from the Bible, then fine. But if they say start to go off saying, oh, I dreamt this, or God revealed this to me, then we have to be cautious.
那以西结书这里，你看第接下来第三节说有祸了。
Verse 3 says, woe,
先知有祸了。
Woe to the foolish prophets.
并且还说愚顽的先知有祸了。
The woe to the foolish prophets.
在这以前，你听到先知就跟他敬个礼的，但是现在是愚顽的先知。
Prior to this, when you encounter a prophet, you would bow with respect, but now we call them foolish prophets.
其实在先知在这个之前先知是最少被骂的。
And prior to this passage, the prophets were least scolded.
对，最会被骂的是什么
？Who were the most scolded?
祭司
，the priest
是世袭的嘛，一代。
The
你看，像以利的两个儿子害死他老爸。以利啊，以利有两个儿子嘛。
Oh, for instance, Eli had two sons who made their father heartbroken.
那国王也常常被骂。
And kings also were the subject of often rebuke.
列王记啊，那些国王是说他们离开神的，不好，骂得半死。
First and Second Kings often records the kings who were scolded by God.
但是现在是骂先知的时代了。
But now is the time to scold the prophets.
为什么
？Why?
接下来说他们随从自己的心意。
These foolish prophets follow their own spirit.
对，他们好像荒场中的狐狸。
They're like a Foxes in the deserts.
这个是很大，所以小心就是。
So we have to be extra vigilant.
每一届的 TTP 我最近几届了，我一来我第一个课就是说，小心我们都是狐狸啊。只是你刚来小狐狸，那我可能是中上狐狸了。如果再老一点就老狐狸啊，小心。我是讲真的，你可以问那个神学生。
So every time I teach the TTP students,
除非他忘记,
I would begin by telling them that be careful because you're all foxes. You're young foxes. I'm an older sly fox.
真的，你不要狐狸当到最后，你以为是你是老虎啊。
So don't falsely imagine yourself to become a lion, even though you're just a fox.
真的呢，神学生刚进来，哇，什么都做。
Because if you look at the TTP students, when they first begin their career, they're very humble. They do everything.
还是小狐狸啊，不懂东西南北啊。
They're still young foxes. They don't know about the directions.
我不是说这里了哈，我说别的地方。
I'm not talking about here, somewhere else.
然后呢？开始神学生实习差派了，就不太一样啊。人家有的开始叫传道了，嘿，不太一样。
And then, when they're sent on their internship, the people start to address them as pastors, and they feel something different.
那在中湖里之后呢，到教会去说，这个茶，怎么这种茶？我难道才1000块的吗
？And so after they become,
我是听人家说的。
So after they become, somewhat established,
这个茶一斤1000块的，难道只是这样子的吗
？Some pastors would say, when they're being treated with certain tea, and they would say, "Am I only worth this class of tea? Shouldn't I deserve more?"
他忘记了，他是狐狸。哎，如果社会的人，你到哪里？连一毛钱的茶叶都没有啊，还什么1000块而已、啊。
So, if you were to go out into society, people won't even serve you a cup of tea that's worth $1.
人家不是看你狐狸耶。
People don't consider you to be a fox.
人家请你吃饭不是说哦狐狸来了请吃饭，是人家看到那个什么，看到老虎想说请老虎吃饭，啊老虎又请不到在天上，只好请这个小狐狸吃饭。那个老虎不会来吃你的饭呢、啊，老虎王啊，在那里他不吃你的。
When the pastors are invited to dine out, they might labor under the impression that they're the king, but rather people are inviting them because out of respect for the Lion King in heaven.
来，我们看这个跳过去了哈。
So we'll skip this.
是这个可以自己看，这是一个很非常严肃的时代。
This is a very stern age.
我们看十四章。
Let's look at Ezekiel 14.
第九节，我们互相勉励的啦。
Verse 9.
先知若被迷惑，说一句预言，是我主任那先知受迷惑，我必向他伸手，将他从我民以色列中除灭。你念完这个，你不小心吗？
And if the prophet is induced to speak anything, I, the Lord, have induced that prophet, and I will stretch out my hand against him and destroy him from among my people Israel. When you read this, are you not put in fear?
先知受迷惑。
Because when the prophets are deceived,
神会不会把他带回来啊？神会不会把他带回来？
Will God bring him back?
有没有？神说没有，我让你去。
God says,
你要被迷惑，好吧，你让他迷惑，你就被迷了。
God says, fine, if you want to get deceived, go ahead.
先知若被迷惑，说一句预言，不是，哦，是我主任那先知受迷惑，就你都意思说，你这个先知如果不是属灵的辨别力强，你属灵知识不够，你被迷惑了。神让你被迷惑，神没有说“哎呦，不可以迷惑我的先知”，没有让你被迷惑。
If you as a prophet do not have,
任你被迷惑。
If you as a prophet do not have the discerning ability to tell what's right and wrong, and you are deceived or induced to preach what is false, God will allow you to.
那接下来呢
？And what follows?
我必向他伸手，神要修理你了。
God will stretch out his hand against him.
那最后呢，要把，要将他从我民中，从我民以色列中除灭。
And finally destroy him from among my people Israel.
对，你不能当医生啊。
Let's say if you cannot be a doctor.
对不起，对不起，原谅一次哦，我把你医死了，下次一定我要好好再检讨。
Let's say if you are a physician and you kill someone.
医生啊。医生，一个 doctor，
okay,
medicine
doctor. If a doctor can't tell you that, I'm sorry, I kill you by mistake. I'll be careful next time.
爸爸医死了，没有关系，你妈妈再来医啊。我下次我悔改了，我下次一定要医好。
And so if he malpractice and kill your father, he can't say, oh, I'm sorry, bring your mom here and I'll be careful next time.
医生下错药有没有讲对不起的?
When a doctor prescribed the wrong medication, does he apologize?
我感觉没有。
It's very rare they do so.
不然你就不要当医生了。
Otherwise, they,
是不是?
They can't be a physician anymore.
你要很小心啊。哎呦，对不起。哎呦，我不是故意的。
Of course, you have to be very careful.
先知本来就会讲神的话。那你先知不讲神的话，自己乱想想，那神会让你怎么搞错？这个很，这个我们平常不会去想到的问题啊。
So as a prophet, we have to deliver the message of God. We cannot deliver our own message, but God's message. Otherwise, we will mislead others.
那接下来去问先知的人也要倒霉。
And the people who were misled by the prophets will also end up in trouble.
你看第十节。
In verse 10.
他们必担当自己的罪孽。
They shall bear their own iniquity.
然后呢，先知的罪孽和求问之人的罪孽都是一样。
The punishment of the prophet shall be the same as the punishment of the one who inquired.
所以你看，这个先知害人不浅呐。
You can see that this prophet has brought about devastating effect on the on others.
他害死自己没有问题哦，一定害死自己嘛，对不对
？It's fine if he just brought ruin to himself.
那你想说他是先知
？But if you consider him to be a prophet，
你没有查验出他这个时候不是先知
，and you fail to recognize，
已经是变了
，you fail to recognize that this person has changed. He is no longer a prophet.
那你还去问他
？And you still inquire of him of God's message. Why do you go to him？
你相信他吗
？Because you believe in him.
好了，他死了。
Now let's say he's spiritually dead.
你问他的也该死啊。
And you who inquire of him will also suffer the same end.
我们来看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelations.
那个第二章。
Chapter 2.
这是一个到末后一个很重要的功课。
This is a very vital homework toward the end time.
在使徒时代最高的标准，说话算话的就是使徒，要遵守使徒的教训。
During the apostolic period, the highest authority of God's word are the apostles themselves, and people had to obey what they teach.
但是时代过了,
but that time has passed.
使徒变成假使徒了。
The apostles have turned into false apostles.
我们看第二章哈，以弗所教会一个很厉害的。
Revelation chapter 2,
第二节
in Ephesus.
在那个时候已经告诉我们了。
Verse 2 tells us.
来，请念。
I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil, and you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and I have found them liars.
如果有人说我是使徒,
if someone were to claim that they are apostles,
使徒本身就带着权柄,
because apostles are given authority.
但是到那个在这个时候是使徒末期了,
but this is toward the end time of the apostles.
使徒要去也要怎么要去试验。
Well, we also have to test the apostles.
那你不这样做，这样这个每个人对每个人都不信任吗
？Does that mean that we are distrustful of each person?
不是的。
No.
还是，也就是说，无论谁，这告诉我们说，无论谁讲的话，到这个时候，因为在这个时候，保罗的书信都出来了，新约差不多快要定了，这是最后一卷。也就是说，无论你是使徒。你讲的话如果跟道理的基础不一样，虽然他是使徒，但是也要去试验。
So by this time, it was toward the end of the apostolic period. All the Pauline letters have been distributed, and Paul's and this is to encourage the believers that if people claim to be apostles, you have to test them to make sure that they abide by the truth.
以弗所教会就能够试验出。他们自己说使徒，但是呢是假的。
The church in Ephesus were able to test these self-proclaimed apostles and found them to be not.
所以到最后，教会没有权威哦。我说人呐、啊，不要以人为权威。
Toward the end, we should not consider a human being to have authority.
不要说哦，那是某某什么谁讲的，因为他头发很多。
We cannot say,
so-and-so,
citing as an example, If we say a certain preacher or pastor said this because he has more hair.
没有了，我那个意思是说，因为他是长老、执事、传道什么什么，所以呢，就是权威不小心。
We shouldn't cite other people saying because this is spoken by pastor or elder or deacon so and so, therefore this is a word of authority.
不是他们讲都错了。
It doesn't mean that.
你不要反过来，每次讲一句话，你说对不对啊？对不对啊？和圣经就对啊，不要一直用这样子来，也是不好嘛，对不对？
We doesn't mean that we have to be skeptical of every statement that they make. But as long as what they speak is of according to the Bible, then it's fine.
好，在这样的一个时代里面
，in such era，
我们来看那个以西结书哈，十四章
，Ezekiel 14，
二十一节
，verse 21。
在这里一再哦，这个你看十四节哈
，Let's look at verse 14。
有挪亚、但以理、约伯。
Even if these men, Noah, Daniel, and Job,
他能救你吗?
Can they save you?
他们就是再来也救不了你啊。
Even if these people were here, they cannot save you.
他们只能因为他们的义救自己的性命。
They would deliver only themselves by their own righteousness.
那十六节一样啊。
Same thing with 16.
也是这三人。
These three people.
十八节。
Verse 18.
这三人。
These three people.
我们来看最后的二十一节。
And verse 21,
主神如此说,
says the Lord God,
我将这四样大灾,
I will send my four severe judgment,
就是刀剑、饥荒、恶兽、瘟疫降在, 不是降在外邦人啊, 降在不信, 而是降在哪里? 降在耶路撒冷。
Sore, famine, wild beasts, and pestilence, not on the Gentiles, but rather on Jerusalem.
如果以教会来讲，耶路撒冷就是教会咯。
From the spiritual perspective, Jerusalem refers to a church.
谁让这四大灾降来的
？Who allows these four major catastrophes?
刀剑、饥荒、恶兽、瘟疫。
Sore, famine, wild beasts, and pestilence.
就是第四印，不是完全一样的吗
？Are not these identical description of the fourth seal?
因为经过刀剑呐、啊，已经在教会打的很严重了。
So sword and famine, these are a very dire state of mind.
道理有些都已经，你如果不自己查考的话，就不稳了啦。
If we don't study the scripture ourselves, then we are standing on shaky ground.
这现在呢是前两灾加上那个什么瘟疫跟那个野兽全部来了。
So by the fourth seal, we see that there are two.Disasters which occur previously, plus pestilence and wild beasts.
刀剑跟那个饥荒已经讲过了。
Sore and famine had already pre-existing.
瘟疫、野兽是什么？什么
？What are the pestilence and wild beasts?
我们默祷。
Let's pray silence.